we should not try to work together. We should not strive to get along. It's not human nature. I say let's celebrate it. I don't say we should take out a gun, but I say that it is human nature to have these divides between us, and I will tell you why. Because if it wasn't for these divides between us, there would be no food. But who is your enemy? When I said, that person at work that makes you crazy, that person is your enemy, who did you think of? Who did you think of at that second? I want to know. I don't need their name, but I want you to vent it here. I want you to describe it for me. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. I'm live on a Sunday night. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. That's my phone number. I'm Walter Sterling. Because whenever I think of how we are, I always take it back to survival. Where were we 5,212 years ago? We were 100 people sitting around a campfire by a river, and we were sitting there, and we were staring at the fire, and oh my gosh, we're hungry. We need some fish. We need some new fish. Clyde, go get some new fish. And Clyde gets up, and he walks toward the river, and between the campfire and the river, there's trees and bugs, snakes. But there's a path. There's one path that Clyde always takes from this campfire to that river. And Clyde goes, and he comes back with fish. And what did he do? He took the same path every time to get from here to the river. The same path every time. I laugh when people in my business talk about the joy of music discovery. There has to be music discovery. We have to play new music. We have to, if only the listener was exposed to new music, they would love new music. This is a huge lie. It's absolutely not true. The fact is that the most successful radio stations, the most successful concerts, play the most familiar songs. Is there anything worse when you're at a concert and the lead singer says, okay, we're going to play some of our new songs now? Is there anything worse? That's when you go to the bathroom, isn't it? You go to the bathroom and they say, music discovery, time for new songs. That's when we head to the bathroom. We gravitate toward the familiar, toward the beaten path to the river to survive. Because you see, one day, Gunther got up to go to the river to get the fish. And Gunther said, And Gunther went to the river to get the fish, and we never saw Gunther again. We never saw him again. He didn't come back. Why didn't Gunther come back? I'll tell you in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Get your notepads ready. We've got a secret message this week on Heartland Headlines coming up, plus the latest on a proposed plastic bag ban in an unexpected place, only on Sterling on Sunday.
Would you like this crazy weather to settle down just a bit? Winter north, severe weather south, and then get ready for hot. Oh, you won't like that much either. Meteorologist John Weatherby, details on Sterling on Sunday.
All right, 888-688-WALT. When you first went to work in the job that you have now, pretty quickly you decided that person is my enemy. It was probably Frank in accounting. It's usually Frank in accounting, the one who approves your expenses, your budgets. He's the enemy. But we create enemies all the time. We create enemies as human beings, and I thought, why do we do that? Let's all get along. We should all get along. Maybe we shouldn't. Maybe we shouldn't all get along. I thought about it back to 4,500 years ago, and we're sitting at the Antediluvian Lake. We're sitting there, and we're picking the bugs out of our ears and out of our navels. And we're looking at each other, and you know, Clyde, He went down to the river, and he brought back fish. He went down the usual path. But then Gunther, he just went down to the river, and he didn't come back. Where's Gunther? Where did Gunther go? Didn't Gunther bring back fish? We needed fish. Well, you see, Gunther went down a new path. Gunther didn't come back because he decided that he wanted to try something new. He wanted path discovery. He wanted to discover new things. And he started to go down a new path to the river, and he got eaten, and he never came back. And everybody went, he went down a new path?
Don't do that. Don't do that. You're stupid if you try something new.
And that's that. Our survival is based on the familiar. It's based on hit records, not music discovery. Well, now let's say you got 300 people around the campfire. You've eaten all the bugs, all the snake, all the birds, all the meat, all the berries, including the scary berries off the bushes, and it's 4,500 years ago, and you go, we have to get new food. We have to move and get new food. And 300 people stand up to go get new food. Well, that's not going to work. 300 people can't all move at once to get new food. You'll run out. And worse, you might not find what you need. You need to stay and keep this campfire going. You need to keep this campfire going. A couple of you are going to have to stay back. Who gets to stay back? And now you start to argue and debate and take out the club and hit each other.
You stay back. You keep the campfire going. You keep the fire going. We're going to go forward. You stay here.
And at that moment, 4,521 years ago, that was the moment where we started to have cliques and clubs. And we started to separate into different groups of people. And we started to have, ready, resentments. Because you see, the people who stayed back to keep the fire going, while other people moved ahead, had a resentment because they were stuck with the one berry bush that still had three berries on it, and that was it. And if the other people didn't come back with new food, there was the resentment. But they couldn't move 300 people all at once. They couldn't move 400 or 500 people all at once to find new food because they didn't know if there'd be any at all. They divided up. It was a matter of survival that we broke up into groups. And it was human nature, we discovered, that there would be resentments over who got to stay and who got to go. Resentments. Who got to go into the special area where there was extra good food. And who got to get to that part of the river and try the fish there? And who got the really good worms on the bank of the river? These were all resentments based on survival. And it's in our DNA. When somebody says, well, you know, we should all get along, we will never all get along because we never have. And when human beings do something forever, there must be a survival reason. That's not a social or political reason. No, the reason we don't all get along is so that we don't all have to share the same food at the same time. That's why. There has never been a society in history where everybody gets along. Now, we're no longer dealing with food, clothing, shelter. Now that most people have food and clothing and shelter, we get to have luxury resentments. We get to have luxury issues, like now people resent other people for having too much food. And other people resent that group for having not enough food. What do you mean I'm going to have to give them food? I work really hard. They should work really hard for their food. They should have a bigger house. They should have a smaller house. I should be allowed in the first class lounge. They shouldn't be allowed into the first class lounge. That's who we are. We will never all get along because if we did, we would all go for the same food at the same time. We would all want to live in the same house. We can't all live, 350 million of us can't live in the same house at the same time. Well, then how do you divide it up? Ah, there's the trouble. And when you and I go to work, because it's in our DNA, we immediately say, Frank in accounting is the problem. If it wasn't for Frank, we would have everything we wanted. We'd be happy. But Frank is going to not sign my expense account. He's going to give me trouble over the upgraded car at Hertz Rent-A-Car. He's the one who's going to give me a hard time about the hotel I stayed in rather than staying at Residence Inn or Motel 6. I went crazy and stayed at a Marriott. He's going to give me a hard time about that. He hasn't even done it yet, but I've decided he's the enemy. Who is your enemy at work? 888-688-WALT. My enemy at work has always been the guy in accounting because he's going to hold me ready, accountable. And I don't want to be held accountable. I'm a genius. How dare you hold me accountable? The other people I resent at work are, of course, everybody who works in HR. And if you work in HR, you are forbidden from listening to this show. Do not listen to this show. You are forbidden. Everybody goes to work, and on the way to work, in our heads, there's one person, at least, but one person for sure, who we don't get along with, and we will never get along with. And usually we decide it before we meet them. But don't give me this crap that, you know, we should all get along, our nation's never been more divided. That's just not true. It's just not true. I would suggest that today we're getting along better than we have ever. The Civil War accounted for more deaths than any other war we've ever been involved in. The Civil War. That was in 1865, 1862. And the Civil Rights Movement in the 60s. Was everybody getting along then when they had to sit in different parts of the bus where there are colored restrooms? Were we all getting along then? No. When I think about that fact, I have to consider that maybe human beings have never all gotten along. Well, we should help each other plant crops. We should help each other build the pyramids. We would help each other. No, but these things never happened. People had to be enslaved to build the pyramids. People had to be enslaved to plant cotton. People had to work under horrendous conditions to build the American Railroad. You name any major progress involving incredible amounts of labor, this is a result of almost forced labor, if not forced labor. Rather than the desire to help each other make this work. And of course, once somebody is in your group, then they're right. And when someone's in that group, they're wrong. When that person's in HR and corporate finance, well, they're wrong. They're just automatically wrong. But who do you resent at work? My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. I am Walter Sterling, and the name of this show is Sterling on Sunday. And you know what? It's a different kind of show. We just don't feel the need to scream at the Democrats the whole time. We can do other things to not get along. I find all kinds of ways to not get along. And I have a real problem. I have a dilemma. And my dilemma is I have a problem with a neighbor. And coming up, I want you to help me solve this problem with the neighbor because I'm never good with neighbors. But there it is. I come from a family where I was taught to not get along with the neighbors. The first thing my father did on one side of the house was build shrubbery. Put in shrubbery that grew to 12 feet in 12 days. And on the other side of the house, my father made friends with a professional mason for the mason to teach my father how to build a brick wall. That's how he greeted the other neighbor. He greeted the other neighbor by building a brick wall. And on the other side, we had giant shrubbery. That's how I know how to get along with the neighbors. Not at all. I got a story to tell you coming up in just seconds.
Heartland Headlines News, I'm James Copeland. A Topeka, Kansas zookeeper is recovering after being mauled by a tiger last week. Keeper Christian Hayden Ortega was cleaning the enclosure of a Sumatran tiger named Sanjeev when it attacked her. Zoo officials are reviewing protocols to make sure a similar incident can't happen again. Crime! Wichitans awoke Easter morning to the ninth homicide of the year. An argument between at least two of the four people living at the residence broke out during Easter meal preparations at 3 a.m. The two men, Keith Thurman and Albert Thomas, took the fight outside the residence where Thurman stabbed Thomas several times, according to police. One unanswered question is why they were even cooking Easter dinner at 3 a.m.
Government.
A Kansas government website has been shut down after it proved to be fairly useless. The Child Support Evaders website was supposed to catch people not paying child support. It turned out to be pretty ineffective after it only caught one person in a year.
Cultural Affairs.
A Kansas community is looking to join the socialist utopias of San Francisco, Los Angeles, Chicago, Seattle, and others with a plastic bag ban. City leaders in Salina announced they'd like to gather public input on such a ban. This seems unlikely in Salina, as it does in any town with a roller derby team. Now, this message from your friendly neighborhood numbers station. 7 D 3 2 C 5 H H 1 B 5 G 9 4 1 again 7 Delta 3 2 Charlie 5 Hotel, Hotel, 1, Bravo, 5, Golf, Niner, 4, 1. That's Heartland Headlines for this week. Inquiries regarding these transmissions can be made to heartlandheadlines@gmail.com. I'm James Copeland.
Would you like this crazy weather to settle down just a bit? Winter north, severe weather south, and then get ready for hot. Oh, you won't like that much either. Meteorologist John Weatherby, details on Sterling on Sunday.
Some lady drops off a baby cheetah at a fire station. Or is that a baby bobcat? I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. Find out on Florida Stories.
You know, it's the little stuff that gets us. The day-to-day crap that you and I have to deal with just to get through it. Again, I have a suburban crisis. These are things that are never covered. This isn't the serious news. This isn't a CNN, CNBC, Rachel Maddow, angry lesbian. It isn't any of that, is it? That isn't what gets us. That isn't what we even pay attention to. What we pay attention to is trouble with the neighbors. Because you see, I grew up in a house where I was trained to not get along with neighbors. On one side, we built a brick wall. My father actually gave a mason a steak dinner because we didn't have the money to have somebody build a brick wall. And my dad befriended a mason, brought the guy over, gave him dinner, spoke nicely to him, and asked him for a few tips on how to build a brick wall. And then for the next 90 years, my father built a brick wall like the Great Wall of China between us and the Thorntons in Maplewood, New Jersey. Built a brick wall. I thought we liked the Thorntons. Well, we do like the Thorntons. But we're going to build a brick wall anyway. And then on the other side were the Killjoys. Now, we did not like them. I've never been clear as to why, but it was necessary to build a 7, 10, 12-foot shrub on the driveway property line, which a surveyor came and said, yes, this is where your property line is, Mr. Sterling. And we built 12-foot-high shrubs that grew. I don't know where my father found them. They grew immediately. They grew within 12 days, beating all the rules of plantology. He built those. He planted those, and they grew. They surrounded the DeSoto. We were safe. Suddenly, we were safe. And then, across the street, I'll never forget this, across the street were the Begmans. And across the street was a Begman, and every Saturday, Mr. Begman built the largest fire you could ever imagine. There was a time when they did not mulch. This was pre-mulching. Instead, you raked your leaves to the street. I'm telling you, young people, this is the way it used to be. You're not going to believe me. You won't believe me, but you used to rake your leaves into the street and ready? Burn them. You burn them in the street. This is the greatest thing for a kid. And on Saturdays, in the valley where we lived, it was just thick with smoke from leaves, and it smelled great. And we had the best time making those leaves burn. We had a lot of fun. But Mr. Bergman across the street, he took it further. Not only did he put leaves in the street, he'd take the doors from his garage. He'd take 1,000 planks of lumber. He'd take the Volkswagen, and he threw it all into this pile and burned it. He made fires you wouldn't believe. It was crazy how big the fires were. The way my father dealt with that is he stood on our corner, because we were in a corner house, and that is what you want, is a corner house. He stood in the corner house, and he just stared at Mr. Bergman. He just stared at him. They had a staring contest. Now, I don't know what was supposed to be resolved with the staring contest, but he just stared at Mr. Bergman for as long as it took. Whatever it took, that's what he did. That's how my father dealt with the giant pyre that Mr. Bergman made on a weekly basis. That is my heritage. I don't need 23andMe. I don't need Ancestry.com. I know my heritage. My heritage is we don't talk to the neighbors. Well, now I live on a suburban street, oddly like the one I grew up on. Therefore, I can't wait to get back into a city. I can't freaking wait to get out of the suburbs, because no man has ever said, oh, gee, you know, I can't wait to move into the suburbs. No husband has ever said, oh, gee, I can't wait to move into the suburbs. Ever. Nope. We can't wait to move back into the city. Suburbs are a female construct. All right, so I'm out there with my 7-year-old. I have a 7-year-old, you see. I'm out there with my 7-year-old, you see, on the street. And she's barreling along in her frozen battery-powered car given to us by the rich aunt. The rich aunt gave us a frozen battery-powered car. She's cruising along. And then she's playing with another little kid about 5 houses away from ours. And my kid says, I need to go to the bathroom. The mom of the other kid hears it, and we're standing right in front of the other kid's house. Right in front of the other kid's house. And my kid says, I need to go to the bathroom. And the mom hears this, and we're right in front of her house. Now, the law of the suburb is that whatever house you're closest to, your kid can use the bathroom. That's the law of the suburb. If you're near another kid's house, if the mom's out there, the dad's out there, they hear this, you can go to their bathroom. That's the law of the suburb. It is the only known benefit of living in a suburb. That's it. The mother, who I've never communicated with, who I do not know, I do not have an issue with the mother, she hears my kids say, I need to go to the bathroom. And the mother says, well, she can go home to her home to go to the bathroom. What? She can go to her home to go to the bathroom. She tells her kid. She doesn't tell me. She doesn't tell my kid. She communicates through her kid. Through her kid. That my kid can go to the bathroom in my kid's home. Breaking the law of the suburbs. And now I'm like, what do I do? I need to raise this with this woman. I need to have this conversation with this woman because of many reasons. But that is throwing the gauntlet down in the suburbs. That is a hostile move in the suburbs. Sending your kid home to their bathroom to go to the bathroom rather than inviting them into the nearest bathroom, which is what you're supposed to do. I don't know what to say or do because I was in shock, but I don't know what to do. If you know what to do, help me. I need your help. My number is 888-688-WALT. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement. All you have to do is guess this mystery voice, and if you guess this mystery voice, you could win a prize announcement.
It's also really nice to pay attention.
No, wrong one.
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big? Who do you think that is? Plus, everybody who calls in could win a free pass to get out of your next family event. But what should I do? What should I say to this mom the next time I see her where she wouldn't let my kid go into her bathroom? My seven-year-old daughter, not some disgusting son, my seven-year-old daughter, she wouldn't let my kid into her bathroom. Oh, she can go home to her own bathroom. What? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. I'm Walter Sterling, and this is Sterling on Sunday. If you are well endowed as a guy, you need extra help. Well, think about it. You've heard about that blue pill that helps guys who have boner problems. I'm not going to call it erectile dysfunction. Every time I hear erectile dysfunction, I think of an erector set like I had when I was a kid. You know, I always had trouble with the erector set. Didn't you always have trouble making it look like the picture? That was impossible. Well, now I'm a grown-up, and it's not erectile dysfunction. It's boner trouble. Every man has boner trouble from time to time. It's not the woman you're with. It's not your age. It's a medical condition, which is why there's a four-prescribed pill for it. Well, now that four-prescribed pill is generic, which means it isn't $4,000 every time you want one. Thanks to 4hims.com/Walter, 4hims.com/Walter, you can get that blue pill for free with a $5 a month subscription to 4hims.com/Walter. 4hims.com/Walter. $5 a month, you get the prescription for free. It's a real medicine. You communicate with a real doctor who gives you a real prescription, and they send you the pill that'll solve your boner problem to wherever you want. You can send it to that secret UPS address that you've got or to your side dish on the road. Whatever you want, you can get the pill beautifully packaged, beautifully wrapped, real medicine for a real medical problem. A boner problem gets solved. And I would suggest that if you're well endowed, you need more help. By going to 4hims.com/Walter, it would seem that you're almost announcing that you're well endowed. 4hims.com/Walter, 4hims.com/Walter. This is Sterling on Sunday.
For Sterling on Sundays, I'm James Parker, and this is Florida Stories. Back at you. Thank you. Thank you. For our first Florida story, we're going down to Miami, Florida. We're on spring break. A 9-year-old boy was home, and he was supposed to be taking care of his homework that was assigned to him over spring break. First off, what kind of sadistic teacher would do that? Nonetheless, Florida mom maybe cared just a little too much. She yelled at her son to do his homework. Apparently, he argued with her, and she became irate. She threw a water bottle at him. Missed. She threw her cell phone at him. Missed. Then she grabbed a glass candle holder, hit him in the head. Didn't miss that time. Grabbed a metal meat tenderizer. While screaming and swinging wildly, she manages to hit him in the head twice, causing lacerations, and also hits him in the arm bad enough that one of the little spike marks started bleeding. She's been booked into jail for child abuse, but no word on whether or not he finished his homework. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, let's go down to Fort Walton Beach. Florida man, 37 years old, partying with his girlfriend in a shady motel near the beach. After a full day of smoking crystal meth, Florida man becomes suspicious that his girlfriend is cheating on him. And where is this man that's sleeping with his girlfriend? Florida man suspects that he may be in the mattress. So he rips the bedpost off the bed from the shady motel room and stabs the mattress repeatedly with the bedpost. He rips the mattress apart looking for the man. There's no man there. Girl tries to leave. He blocks the door, won't let her leave. Finally, when he gets into round three with the mattress, she sneaks out the door and goes and gets the cops. And what did you do last Thursday? Hold my beer.
Wait, hold my beer. What?
Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go down to Orlando, Florida, where a Florida woman, her heart's in the right place. She routinely rescues kittens. But a woman this time dropped off what looked like to be a baby cheetah. We don't know who this woman is. She just drops kittens off at the fire department every once in a while. So the firemen, luckily there's not a fire. They had time to Google it. And they're like, I'm not sure this is a cheetah. They had a local game warden stop by, and she said, no, this isn't a cheetah. This is a bobcat. But yeah, crazy anonymous women are dropping off bobcats at fire stations in Florida. Hold my beer.
Wait. Hold my beer.
What? Hold my beer.
Hold my beer. What?
For our next Florida story, we go down to Orlando, Florida, to the second largest university in America. It is the University of Central Florida, 68,000 students, where a strange trend has surfaced. More than 1,000 students are now working for a local adult website that hooks up college girls with sugar daddies who have a foot fetish. This is technically legal because they don't actually do it. They just get paid $200 to $500 a session to let some freak play with their feet. How come no one's asking middle-aged men take $500 to play with their feet? Hold my beer. Stay tuned. Today's second installment of Florida Stories is right around the corner. Florida Stories is a Spring Rock production, springrockmedia@gmail.com. Follow me on Twitter at James Parker Show. For Sterling on Sundays, I am James Parker, and this is Florida Stories.
Murray, listening on WLS in Chicago, welcome to Sterling on Sunday at 888-688-WALT. Hi, Murray.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello.
Hi.
Yeah. You might want to thank that lady that did not let your daughter into the house, because once your child starts getting familiar with just going into people's houses, you know, that's where they, children are, they're smart, but they're not smart enough sometimes that, oh, shouldn't get in a car with a stranger. But this, somebody lives in the neighborhood, you have a new neighbor moves, I think you know where I'm going with this. It can end up badly.
That's a really good point. I hadn't thought that through, but no, but I was standing there.
Right. And that's the thing. But then again, even the next time you may not be standing there, and I didn't want to interrupt your thought, but I think she was thinking ahead since she was female also. She may have had, if she's around your age, she may have had a bad experience that she did not want to have it happen to your child later on.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice for a chance to win a prize announcement?
I'll take a shot at it.
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big? Who do you think that is? The clues are Philadelphia blonde, and she's always pitch perfect.
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Who do you think that is?
I haven't got a clue.
I appreciate the call. It's really nice of you to call. That was a good point. 888-688-WALT, listening on WLS in Chicago. Everybody's very excited that Stephanie Titchener is now the program director of WLS in Chicago, because everybody who says it like this. They say, WLS in Chicago. Try it. It'll feel good. Say it. You're driving the 18-wheeler through Illinois, Indiana right now, not listening to WIBC, a crap station. You're listening to WLS. Say it. WLS in Chicago. Didn't that feel good? Now you're a big radio announcer. So welcome, Stephanie Titchener. Welcome, welcome, welcome. It's a pleasure to be on WLS, a privilege.
Sterling on Sunday weather. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. All the warning signs are already in place for another round of strong to severe thunderstorms and the potential for deadly tornadoes over the southern plains, mainly late tomorrow night into Tuesday. The Storm Prediction Center has been suggesting this scenario, and millions over seven states need to be prepared. But first, do you know what county you live in? If a blank map of your area was before you, could you point out your county, other counties around you, perhaps even make a dot close to your home's location? No roads or interstates, no landmarks to help you. Just a blank map of area counties. Weather messaging is so important in all kinds of severe weather, but researchers are discovering you don't know your county. And all alerts are county-based, not by your street, not even your town, but by the county you live in. You need to know. Now, if you lived in Walter County, you'd know, because Mr. Sterling would be driving you nuts with all that information. Seriously, make sure you know, your family knows, and that you're ready for another round of severe weather coming this week, perhaps, to your county. Plus, details on your forecast in 20 minutes. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
It's Velo Houle of Muskegon, Michigan. This week on The Curse of Oak Island, metal detector expert Gary Drayton tells his passion points to Maddie Blake in an exclusive interview you will not hear about anywhere else later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
So that's a crack hoe.
But what I want to know is how do they know where to put the secret Dunkin' Donuts? Now, there are two types of people. I think we can agree on this. There are two types of people. People who love the chocolate donuts, like my daughter, and those who hate them, like Matt DeSantis, Sound Shaper, or me. I don't want the chocolate donuts. When you give me a six mixed, dozen mixed, leave out the chocolate. And then I take it home, I take it back to the office, I open it up, and what do I get? They're the chocolate donuts. But have you ever found that you drive out of your comfort zone, you go on a new highway, a new rural road, I can't say rural, I can't say drawer, even though I'm a professional announcer, maybe that's not why I'm not on more, because I can't say rural, and I can't say drawer. I can't say rural. You can't say drawer. Drawer. I can't say either. But you go to a new road, a new road you've never been on, a new highway. You get off on an exit you've never been off before. Like Keith Mortensen, always exploring things in his 18-wheeler, always driving the 18-wheeler to new places. And there, shining in the night sky, is a Dunkin' Donuts, one you've never been to. And you pull into it, and it looks, wait, it looks different than my Dunkin' Donuts, because the parking lot is pristine. The lines are freshly painted. You know what I'm talking about. And there isn't a bump in the tarmac, the landing strip into the Dunkin' Donuts. There isn't a bump there. The landing lights, everything is beautifully lit, laid out. It isn't some weird, circuitous parking lot. You just pull in, and it's perfect. And you get out of the car, and there you can see it out through the door. The men's room. You don't have to go hunting for it. You walk in, go into the men's room, take care of business. Then you come back out to order your Dunkin' Donuts. And in your mind, you're going to order the Boston cream and a small black coffee. Instead, you are overwhelmed with the display of donuts you've never seen before in your life. You see blue icing, purple icing, crimson icing. These are not things that you see at your normal Dunkin' Donuts. Instead of little sprinkles, you see heart-shaped sprinkles and star-shaped sprinkles and dinosaur-shaped sprinkles. Dozens of donuts. And instead of, oh, we don't have the biscuits, or we don't have the bagels, or we don't have the scones, or we don't have the croissants, they have all of them. They have everything, and it's just been baked. Throughout America, there are those secret Dunkin' Donuts. They're not the ones you and I get to go to every day. They're not in a convenient place. They're out in that quasi-twilight land of suburb and farm. They're always in that mid-zone between suburb and farm. There is the perfect Dunkin' Donuts with every conceivable type of donut and every baked good. And it's immaculate. Never near my house. It's never near me, but it's there. How do you know? Please tell me, how does Dunkin' Donuts know where to put the secret Dunkin' Donuts? Where do the secret Dunkin' Donuts get placed? How do they decide where those go? Because it's never near me. Never near me. You know what I hate? That's what I love. We've established what I love. Walter Sterling live on a Sunday night. It's just you and me. It's just you and me. Okay, that's what we love. You know what I hate? I can't stand the pretentious crap of public radio. So each week, we take a very special look at public radio, and we call it the usual edition.
I'm Rachel Goldstein Shabazz, and this is the usual edition. It's my show. This is Public Radio. Today we are going behind Public Radio for part two of our tour of the dreamscape. Let me create a warm, giving cup of tea from Ceylon. I always add organic honey made by free-range, cage-free bees and infuse it with the aroma of mint julep from the grandstand at Churchill Downs. Now, let's go for a walk of our first workspace, the Presenter Cloud Room.
The brie from Spain tastes better on a private plane. The brie from Spain tastes better on a private plane.
Charles Crowfoot takes these young presenters on their journey into the world of all spend, no profits.
Ms. Shabazz, I think it's all right if you want to ask our young colleague a few questions.
Hello. Remember that no matter what you do, the Usual Edition is my show. Now, Joshua, what do you like best about sharing my air at public radio?
Oh, Ms. Shabazz, you've never spoken to me before. Well, I'm gender fluid. I love that we have 8 different bathrooms, each one named for a different listener donor, and each one for a different sexual choice. Plus, the one for cats and a separate one for rescue dogs.
Joshua, perhaps I will see you at lunch in the public radio dining room made possible by a grant from Archer Flaming River Chemicals.
Today, they're serving blanched quail eggs in an organic curry sauce from Ceylon.
Goodbye, Ms. Shabazz. We all try to live up to your standards.
Now we go to see Billy, just Billy, who performs the public radio sponsor announcements. My, my, you certainly have a lot of things in your workspace.
Oh, Ms. Shabazz, you never have walked down this hallway before.
Yes, well, I have my own entrance and enter through a eucalyptus mist tunnel.
Every public radio supporter seems to send me a gift. The longer I make their announcement, the more gifts I get. It's surprising. I must continue to rehearse. Made possible by a grant. Made possible by a grant. Made possible by a grant from.
Oh, Ms. Shabazz, excuse me, you forgot something. It's the freaking OJs, man.
It's the freaking OJs, man.
Dad, say it like this. It's the freaking OJs, man.
John, listening on WPHT in Philadelphia, home of Dom Giordano, who's always angry. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, John.
Hey, thank you very much. Hey, do you realize that sugar is poison? And Dunkin' Donuts sells a lot of sugary foods that contribute to diabetes. People are getting their legs hacked off.
You've upset the monkey. Now you've upset the monkey. I can't believe you upset the monkey. I have a live monkey in the laundry room with me. The only way this monkey shuts up is with music. It is the music monkey.
Right now, we're going to feature the song that made it to number 87 by the Blades of Grass. Here is Happy on Flashback Favorites.
Sterling on Sunday. It's 13 past. No, it's not 13 past the hour. It's 16 past the hour. It was supposed to be 13 past the hour, but I blew it. It's 16 past the hour. Listen, every guy, and this is true of guys under 40, has boner trouble from time to time. It is not because you don't love your wife or your significant other, your gay guy on the side that you see when you're on the road. It's because of a medical condition. And from time to time, people, guys, just have trouble getting a boner. And it's okay. And you know about the blue pill. Well, that blue pill costs $300 or $400, right? It's now generic. And you can get it for much less. I'm going to tell you how to get the blue pill for free. You go to 4hymns.com/Walter. And when you think of boner trouble, think of Walter. 4hymns.com/Walter. Go to the website for hymns, HIMS.com/Walter. You subscribe for $5 a month. And to thank you, they're going to give you a free subscription. I said it every time, a free prescription to the medication that will help you solve your boner problem. And I think if you're well endowed, you need more help than other people. So by going to 4hymns.com/Walter, you're practically announcing to the world that you're well endowed. Go to 4hymns.com/Walter. Get the information. Get the medicine you deserve and the sex life you deserve. This is Sterling on Sunday. Ladies and gentlemen, I have something in my hand right now that changed my life, and it could change yours. It's a little plastic vial, nice, simple plastic vial. And when I break it open, I take the serum that's inside this plastic vial and I put it under the bags under my eyes and the little lines around my eyes and the lines on my hands. And they disappear instantly. Instantly younger. Instantly younger. Those James Comey bags you have under your eyes, they can go away. Instantly. No surgery, no expensive trip to the doctor, no ridiculous, no insurance dermatologist who will zap you with that infrared thing that doesn't work. This is a serum. You open up the little vial, you put it on the bags under your eyes, under the little tiny wrinkles that you've got under your eyes or the wrinkles on your hand or wherever you have them, and they disappear instantly. Last all day, and for me, it's lasted more than a day at a time. Takes, 10 seconds to put on, and instantly you look younger. Find out about it at beautifullookingyou.com. The website is beautifullookingyou.com. And when you think of beauty, you think of Walter Sterling. No, instantly. It takes it away instantly. Gets rid of the bags instantly. BeautifulLookingYou.com. This is Sterling on Sunday at 23 past the hour.
Lex, it's first lesbian mayor, but is she hot? I'm James Parker for Sterling on Sundays. Find out on part two of Florida Stories.
This is Gary Arnell. A very good and close female friend of mine will be getting married in about 3 months. So what's the problem, Arnell? This is her third marriage, the first two ending in divorce. I'm attending, and I have a moral dilemma concerning my attendance. I need your help. That's coming up later on Sterling on Sunday.
Thank God he's back. Because, you know, last week, the last half hour was terrible. It was terrible. You wouldn't know it was terrible because I sound professional. I always sound as though I'm in control, that I know what I'm doing next. I have a professional sound shaper, Matt DeSantis. It always sounds like we know what we're doing, but we don't. And he wasn't here last week. Gary Arnault was not here. It was terrible, but it's going to be great this week because Gary's back.
Sterling on Sunday is made possible by the kindness and creative generosity of these professionals. Matt DeSantis, John Cole, and Dave Scalise.
No, James, this is how it's done. Sterling on Sunday thanks these professionals. David Yagdoroff. Okay. David Yagdoroff, Jared Hart, Mike McVeigh, Bill Hess, Gary Arnell. Sterling on Sunday is a miraculous production.
I am the doctor.
888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Everybody who calls in tonight gets a chance to win a prize announcement and gets a chance to win a pass that gets you out of the next family event you don't want to go to. There's an amazing trend in Europe and in America as a result of the Me Too or Who Cares or whatever movement it is, whatever bowel movement it is this month, against shaking hands at work. There are companies that are considering whether or not shaking hands is harassment. If somebody shakes your hand too hard, have you been treated inappropriately? Have you been treated inappropriately if somebody shakes your hand too hard?
Okay, hello everyone. Yes, I'm back.
No, really. There are companies that have decided it is no longer appropriate to shake hands at work. Do you know why? Two reasons. They're worried about the spread of germs. The other reason, though, is that they say that, I'm not kidding you, it is an unfair advantage for men because women cannot shake hands as firmly as men. Now, I'm always a little confused about these things because women say that they can do the same things as men in any given job, in any given situation. I buy in. And now they're saying they can't shake hands equal with men. but they want to ban shaking hands at work. They want to ban all physical contact at work. Through much of my career, I have worked with and for women. And a welcome, hi, how are you hug is not out of the question, initiated by a woman. The other night, there was an official at our public school district, and I think she's the best. I think she's amazing. And she saw me and she said, oh, Walter, I adore you. I love you. You're great. You're terrific. Let me hug you. And I looked at her a minute and I hesitated and I said, is it still okay? And she gave me a big hug, but I had to confirm with her. I had to get permission that it was still okay for me to hug her. But now there are companies that are saying handshakes is no longer allowed, that there should be no physical contact at work. Sadly, this is how I feel. How do you feel? I think they're right. I think there should be no physical contact at work. And the reason why there should be no physical contact at work is because if there's any physical contact at work today, 2 years from now, it's going to be on a freaking deposition. You're going to find yourself on some stupid deposition 2 years from now because somebody thought that it was inappropriate. There was something inappropriate about the handshake, the secret handshake. There was something inappropriate about the two kisses on the cheek. You go to do business in Canada, God help you. You go to do business in Canada, and you go to Montreal, to Quebec. And what are they going to do? They're going to kiss you on both cheeks. Now, we're Americans. We don't understand that at all. But these Euro people, they kiss each other on both cheeks as a greeting. What the hell is that? But I say, great. No contact, no physical contact at work, no hugging. No shaking hands, nothing. I think that's a fantastic rule. First of all, I don't want to get your germs. Secondly, I don't want to find myself in court because I gave you a harmless hug. I'm already going to go to court if I say, gee, Susan, you look great today. Gee, Susan, you look great today. I'm already in court for that. Forget that. Now, I have three daughters and a beautiful wife, and I know what it takes them to get beautiful. It takes them an hour and a half every morning to get beautiful in their eyes. I think they look great no matter what, and that's true. But the fact is that they don't. Therefore, when I say to a woman at work, hey, you look great today, I'm saying it because I know what it takes for them to get there.
Sterling on Sunday. I'm Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby. Record-setting snow in Chicago. The latest accumulations in the winter season ever. Some 2.5 inches yesterday. Winter doesn't want to end. And more snow tonight over Montana and the Dakotas. Blizzard warnings. Record-setting tropical cyclone. A second major hurricane into Mozambique in eastern Africa. This time a Cat 4. Flooding again. A very poor area struggling to survive after the first hurricane. Now a second. Hurricane season can't wait to get started. Record-setting flooding in the Northeast. It's the spring thaw, snow melt, high water flows, and the Mississippi and Missouri rivers are still under river flood warning. Spring at its worst. No. Spring at its worst is still to come again this week. A new round of severe weather over the Southern Plains Tuesday. That actually starts from Kansas down to the Panhandle tomorrow. Then a major tornado outbreak Tuesday. Wednesday, the system loses the jet and loses most of its punch as it's pushing further east to the coast by week's end. So most of us start the work week in great shape. Just pay attention to all those weather records. Unfortunately, they're still to come. We'll have your update again in 20 minutes. Chief Meteorologist John Weatherby, Sterling on Sunday.
It's Velo Houle of Muskegon, Michigan. This week on the Curse of Oak Island, metal detector expert Gary Drayton tells his passion points to Maddie Blake in an exclusive interview you will not hear about anywhere else later tonight on Sterling on Sunday.
Do I get to talk now? Do I finally get to talk? Ellen, listening on WPHT, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Ellen, at 888-688-9258. Hello, Ellen. Hi.
Hello, Walt. It's probably a bad idea, but you have a good show. I don't know why. You're a handful, but, you know.
That's what my wife says. What?
Oh, gee whiz. All right. I'll try and get a hold of the PD at WPHT in Philadelphia. Because, you know, you have a fun show. Maybe 2 more hours a couple days a week would be good, because I think that's all that we can handle. But, you know, I tried calling you, I don't know, one or two times before, and all I got was some weird dating thing. It sounded like soft porn. Sorry about that, but it did. You went a hot date, you know. Oh, why did I call?
You must have dialed the wrong number.
No, I called 888-688, whatever it is.
Walt. Would you like to guess the mystery? Well, if I should be on two hours a day or 3 hours a day every day, will you be my agent? Will you represent me? Why should I be on 2 or 3 hours every day? What would your argument be?
I got to settle back and think about that one. I don't know. you know what? Probably shouldn't have called. But, you know, you're a fun show. And, you know, that's it. See ya.
Would you like to guess the mystery voice? She disappeared. It's very bad for the host if the caller ends the call. That's a bad sign. As a consultant, I would say, you let the call stay on too long. I would say, never do that. Here's the story. The story we're working on is this. Many businesses are now putting in a no-touching rule, and now it's including no shaking hands. No shaking hands, no hugging, no two kisses on the cheek for you Euro businesses. No touching at all at work. And I say, thank God. Good idea. No shaking hands. Good idea. Their argument is insane. You ready? The argument of these companies is that women are at a disadvantage in handshaking. Now, when I first started working as a guy, because I'm not gender fluid, I've always been a guy. When I started working as a guy, and I'd run into these men who grew up in Brooklyn, and we're in the army, and when they shook your hand was crushed. It took me a while to be able to shake hands like a real man, to really do it, you know, really give a firm handshake. Well, women are at a disadvantage in the handshake. You have to look them in the eye to give a firm handshake. And I agree, there should be no touching at work. I think that's a great rule, no handshakes. Besides the germs. But the fact is, they say, well, women are at a disadvantage. I don't think women are at a disadvantage in a firm handshake. I've had plenty of women give me firm handshakes. But that's the argument. And no hugging, no kissing on the cheek, no touching of any sort at work. That's the new rule going in at work. That's the new rule in the workplace. How do you feel about that? My number is 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I am live on a Sunday night. There is nothing else live. Those little cute little stupid FM music stations, Mix, Star, Light, Weenie 102, all of those stations, Magic, all those names that were created in 1980 that they're still using. Yeah, we're creative. Let's call ourselves Star 104. Yeah, that'll work. That's entirely different than Mix 104. We're Star 104. That'll work great. No, it won't. But anytime you hear a music station on a Sunday night, every single disc jockey you hear, every one of those disc jockeys is pre-recorded. They're all pre-recorded. I'm the only thing that's live on the radio right now. And that means you and I get to talk. We're in the cab. We're driving on I-80, 480, 380. We're driving up I-5 in California. We're going across I-4 in Florida, one of those very special roads that runs north and south, but it's marked east and west. Explain that one to me. Get back to me on that one. 888-688-9258, 888-688-9258. How do you feel about this wacky rule that people cannot touch it, business after business after business? Many companies are rolling out a rule that says you can't touch at all at work. No hugging, no kissing, no shaking hands. I say fantastic. Or, as they say in South America, fantastico. I think that's all good. Sounds like a good plan to me. I'm Walter M. Sterling. I have a Facebook page. It's Walter M. Sterling. It's hysterical. It's a much better Facebook page than other hosts have, because all other hosts do is post angry things about the Democrats. We get to have a good time.
Sterling on Sunday. Last week, Judy in Dallas told this terrible joke.
I was wondering, what do you feed a gay horse? Hey!
And now, this week's terrible joke from Judy in Dallas.
Judy, share with us the terrible joke. Judy, please. What is the terrible joke this week?
Okay. What do you call it when an old chameleon can't change colors?
When an old chameleon can't change colors, what do you call it, Judy?
It's a reptile dysfunction.
A reptile dysfunction. We love Judy in Dallas, listening on WBAP, Kevin Graham's radio station. It's 43 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. Listen, every man of any age, from time to time, has trouble getting a boner. You just have trouble getting a boner. It has nothing to do with your beautiful wife or the side dish you've got on the road or the gay side dish you've got down the street. It has nothing to do with that. It's a medical condition. And that's why for years it's been treated by a prescription and a very expensive pill. Now you can get that pill for free. All you have to do is subscribe to 4hims.com/Walter for $5 a month. 4hims, HIMS.com/Walter for $5 a month. And as a gift to you, you will get a free prescription to that pill. Real medicine, you get a prescription from a real doctor, and it gets mailed to you from a real pharmacy to your home, your office, your secret UPS box, or to the gay guy you've got on the road. Wherever you want it sent, it gets sent in a beautiful package. Plus, I got to tell you, 4hims.com/Walter has an amazing array of products for men. Shaving products, lotions, creams, moisturizers that smell like stuff for guys and not stuff you've stolen from your wife. 4hims.com/Walter. When you think of erectile dysfunction, think of Walter Sterling. 4hims.com/Walter. It's 45 past the hour. When you think of beauty, you think of Walter Sterling. Walter Sterling. Listen, I have a little plastic vial in my hand. And in this vial is a serum. And I've never seen anything like it, ever. I open the vial, out comes the serum, I put it on the bags under my eyes, and on the little wrinkles on my hands, little wrinkles under my eye, and you know what? They disappear immediately. I don't have to go to the doctor, I don't have to go to the expensive overpriced dermatologist, I don't have to have surgery. It takes away the bags under my eyes immediately, instantly. It's called Instantly Ageless, and you get it at a website called Beautiful Looking You. When you think of beauty, you think of Walter Sterling, BeautifulLookingYou.com, BeautifulLookingYou.com. They have an array of products that make you feel better, that make you feel younger, but amazingly, there's this one little vial that will change your life as it did me. It'll get rid of the James Comey bags under your eyes, the little wrinkles under your eyes. Not tomorrow, not next month, not with surgery, but instantly by putting this serum on. Wait, what did I say? Instantly. Instantly younger. Beautiful Looking You. BeautifulLookingYou.com. BeautifulLookingYou.com. Sterling on Sunday, 51 past the hour. We're having fun tonight. We're having a good time. There are all these companies that say there should be a rule that you cannot touch anybody at work, including no handshakes. And I say, fantastico! Fantastico! Martin in Virginia, listening on WMAL, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hello, Martin.
Hello, y'all.
First Hello, all, y'all.
I gotta yes. say, I'm a big fan of the show. Biggest fan of the show.
Fantastic.
Now, I'm a business owner in Virginia. I own a business, personally, and I think there's nothing wrong every once in a while giving a little pat on the booty.
To the guys?
To the guys and the girls.
What sort of business is this? What sort of business is this?
Now, hold on a second. I don't want to get into the personal business. But as a business owner, I get passed on the booties all the time. I don't think it's a problem. I think it makes a working relationship stronger. They enjoy it. I enjoy it. I give it as a reward for good work. They know they're working good when they get the pat on the booty.
Oh, clearly you've upset the monkey. You've upset the monkey. I have a live monkey here in the laundry room. You've upset
right now,
the monkey.
We're going to feature
the only way the monkey is shut up is with
by
music.
The
it's a music monkey.
Of grass. Here is Happy on Flashback Favorites.
Troy in Dallas, welcome to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Troy, listening on WBAP. Hi.
Hey, Walter, how are you?
Hey.
I discovered your show about 8 months ago, and every Sunday night I know what I'm going to be doing. It's a breath of fresh air after listening to conservative radio all day. So.
Now, specifically, Troy, what is it about my show that's so intriguing to you?
Well, you know, listening to conservative radio all day can actually, I think it raises my blood pressure.
But no one's making you listen. No one's making you listen.
You're right. You're absolutely right. So what I'm doing also now on the weekends is I tune in. I just plug in my favorite country music or whatever I want to listen to, or Roy Orbison or whatever. And you got to come up for air every once in a while, and your show does that. It's you need to have some fun. Everybody needs to take a break, you know. But I was going to comment on the not touching.
Yes, Troy.
I sell doctor supplies, and some of these nurses that I call on, I've known for over 20 years. And I'm not exaggerating. I would imagine just about every day, at least I get one or two hugs. And so tomorrow I'm gonna run this thing. Oh, have you heard? We can't touch or hug or shake hands or exchange Christmas cards, or like when one of the nurses recently broke her leg and I went to see her in the hospital, and also when my brother passed recently, she even came to his funeral, and I don't know. I'm gonna run it up the flagpole and say, guess what? We can't touch or hug anymore, and just see how it goes.
Well, how does it go with you? How do you feel about that, Troy?
Oh, I it seems to be the way of the world nowadays. Go to a coffee shop and everybody's got their face in a screen instead of talking to each other nowadays. I think we're a nation of people that are becoming farther and farther apart, even though there's more of us than ever before. And I just think it's kind of sad, in a way.
Troy, I don't get sad at all. I don't want to have anything to do with my neighbors. I had a new neighbor who moved in next door this week. Uh-huh. They moved in next door this week. And when the guy looked at me over the shrubbery and he said, "Hi, nice to meet you," I went, "No English, no English." And I don't want anything to do with them, Troy. Would you like to guess the mystery voice, Troy?
I'll try. I've heard that, and I don't know who the hell that is, but I'll try.
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
All right, the clues are Philadelphia, blonde, and she's always pitch perfect.
Do you think Gina Roselli's boobs are too big?
Do you think Tina Roselli's boobs are too big? Who do you think that is, Troy?
It's not Madonna, is it?
No, it's not, but I really appreciate the call, and I'm very grateful for the nice things you said about Sterling on Sunday. Thank you very much, Troy. There's this new rule going into many workplaces that says no touching at all, no handshaking in the workplace, no hugging, no kisses on both cheeks, nothing, no physical contact at all. I say, fantastic, that's great. We're on KMJ in Fresno, KFBK in Sacramento, KMBZ FM, buddy, in Kansas City. Alan Hurst is sitting there going, what I do? Why did I do this? 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Coming up in just seconds, our Midnight Misfits. I have a special message for you. If you are a member of the Midnight Misfits, you have to get a decoder card. You get it at waltermsterling.com. Look for members, Midnight Misfit members. Download, print out the card instantly. You still have time to get it for tonight. You still have time to get it for tonight. WalterMSterling.com. And on it, you will find a secret code that will enable you to decode the message I'm going to be sharing with you in just seconds. Plus, I will be saying hello to our Midnight Misfits and welcoming them into the only club that they will ever belong to. I have a lot of gas tonight. Let me deal with the gas, and we'll talk in just seconds. This is Sterling on Sunday. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Welcome, my Midnight Misfits. It's a twin spin weekend. Happy Easter. Happy Passover. It's a super religious weekend, and that means that every relative that you have that could possibly annoy the hell out of you has been within striking distance this weekend. And therefore, I have for you the one thing you want. And the one thing you want is a certificate that says you do not have to do the next family event. Wow. You don't have to do the next family event. In order to win that, you have to identify the voice in the Easter egg. We're having an Easter egg hunt tonight. In every Easter egg, there's the voice of a scary televangelist. It's a religious weekend. The voice of a scary televangelist. Why doesn't the computer work? There we go. And if you can identify the voice, you win the certificate that says you don't have to go to the next event. Here is the latest scary televangelist voice. Let's see if you can identify it.
A lady came up to me one night, and she said, "My ex-husband has not paid child support in 15 years. I said, sow a seed for $58 just as a covenant between you and God. I'm not trying to buy a miracle. That's absurd."
It's 16 past the hour. This is Sterling on Sunday. ForHymns.com/Walter. ForHymns.com/Walter. That's what Paul was talking about. The expensive little blue pill that you needed to solve your boner problems no longer is a prescription, no longer is a protected pill anymore. Now you can get it in a generic, and you can get it for $5 a month as a gift for subscribing to ForHymns.com/Walter. ForHymns.com/Walter. Finally, you can solve your erector set problem. ForHymns.com/Walter. But you know what else I like about ForHymns.com/Walter? They have an array of great products for guys. Just for guys. Shaving creams, razors, shampoos, special shampoos to stop your hair loss, creams that make you look terrific, but they don't smell like your wife or worse, your grandmother. Go to ForHymns.com/Walter. ForHymns.com/Walter. Coming up in just seconds, Gary Arnell will share his dilemma, and for God's sakes, I hope you can help him. This is Sterling on Sunday.
Now, everyone is excited. It's time for the secret Midnight Misfit decoder message. Listen and decode this on your Midnight Misfit decoder card.
My Midnight Misfits, finally you belong to something. You're a Midnight Misfit. You don't fit in. You never will fit in. The biggest waste of time is to think, you know, if I just did this, I would fit in. You and I are vintage. 47. X and 9. Once again, the letter P, 47, S-U-Z, 8, a percent sign, 47, X and 9. That is your secret message that only you can decode with your Midnight Misfit decoder card.
Get your Midnight Misfit Decoder card for free right now at the website waltermsterling.com and listen again for this mysterious music.
Sometimes silence is golden.
All right, it's time for Gary Arnell.
Now, a spiritually chubby man, Gary Arnell shares his meaningless dilemma.
Built like a racehorse, but spiritually schlubby, according to Charlie Van Dyke. Welcome to the show, Gary. It was horrible when you weren't here last week. The last half hour sucked.
Really?
And I'm really glad that you're here, Gary Arnell, because your dilemmas always bring out the worst in my listener.
Absolutely. That's what I'm here for, to bring out the worst in the listener. Anyway, great to be back this week. And here is my dilemma, Walter. A very good and close friend of mine, a female, is going to be getting married in about 3 months. Here's where the dilemma part comes in. This is her third marriage. The first two ending not by death, sickness, whatever, but by divorce, all right? And because I know her for so many years and I knew the spouses very well, I would tend to think that those marriages broke up because of her more than him. So here's the dilemma. The wedding is coming up in 3 months. I want to tell her, and I know some people are probably going to think this is awful, that I want to, I want to wait like a year and then give her another wedding gift. And that is my moral dilemma. And how do I tell her that? And then you got to think about this, Walt. Almost 50% of all the marriages in the U.S. end up in divorce or separation. 41% of all first marriages end in divorce. So the numbers are not favorable for this woman to make this thing last. I mean, you know, this is the third go-round. I gave her some healthy market rate gifts plus the last two times because I know her so very well. We've been good friends forever. I just don't feel like doing it again. What do I do? Do I tell her that? Or should I just scrap the whole idea and make another investment in this thing? I don't, and I know the guy that she's marrying. I don't even think he's as nice as the first two guys that she had. I don't think this is going to last. What do I do?
How old is she?
She is 49.
This is the fourth marriage.
This is going to be the third. The first two kaput, her fault. 49.
And did you give gifts on the first two?
I did. I gave what I called market rate gifts plus. So whatever society, the norm is to give at a wedding, and then I gave extra because I've been a very good friend of hers for many, many years. But this is enough already.
What is the norm to give at a wedding?
Oh, God. The last one I went to, I think we gave $200. And, you know, some people would say, wow, that's cheap, $200. It costs $250 just to have the couple at the wedding. I don't care about that. I give what I think I should give at that time, given my relationship with the people. I don't care what it costs to have me there. I won't drink. I'll have water. Okay? But this time around, I just don't want to do it. And I'm trying to convince myself to tell her that you ought to have the bravado to step up, get the testosterone level up a bit, and tell her you're not going to give her a gift. Can I do that? That's my dilemma. Can I do that?
888-688-9258. 888-688-WALT. Can Gary Arnell say to his friend, a woman, that he's not going to be giving her a gift right away for her third marriage?
Yeah.
Because he's not so sure this is going to work. How can he say this to her in a way that's not completely off the rails for a marriage? You know, but you know my philosophy about wedding gifts. Do you know my philosophy?
No, you got to tell me that one.
I am, because I'm a professional host, as are you. As are you, Gary.
Thank you, sir.
Yeah. I believe that if you're getting married, it's very important to register for things that you cannot afford yourself. Do not register for the salt and pepper shaker. Or do not think, oh, gee, my friend who's poor can't afford any of this. That's their problem. That's not your problem. You should only register for things you cannot afford yourself, and be sure to register at whatever store it is for the most expensive item in the store, because there's one person who's coming to your wedding, one person who wants to buy the most expensive thing.
Walter, that is repulsive. It is repugnant. I can't stand people who register for gifts, either for a bridal shower. Listen, I don't care if they get 600 toasters at a bridal shower, then they got to return them. But registering for a gift, I'm just put off by that idea. Even though you're right, one person will buy that most expensive gift. It's too highbrow for me. Oh, I'm going to register. No, can't do it. Won't do it.
Really?
I don't like
well,
it.
What
I
should
like
Gary?
I'm turned off by it.
What should Gary Arnell do about the fact that he has a friend, a female friend, who's getting married for the third time? He doesn't want to give her a gift right away. He wants to quietly wait and see if it's going to last a year or more. Here's my number, 888-688-WALT, 888-688-9258. Help Gary with his problem, because although he is built like a racehorse, spiritually he's kind of schlubby and needs a lot of help. I'm Walter Sterling. We are live on a Sunday night, Sterling on Sunday. Oh, my gosh. Listen, if you're well endowed as a man, you need more help getting a boner. If you go to forhims.com/Walter, you're practically announcing that you're well endowed and therefore need a little more help. You know about the little blue pill. Well, guess what? It's generic now and doesn't cost $400 or $500 anymore to get those. Here's all you have to do. You go to forhims.com/Walter, forhims.com/Walter, and you get a prescription from a real doctor and from a real pharmacy. You get the prescription for how much? You try forhims for a month today for just $5. And we'll get you started for just $5 while supplies last. See website for full details and safety information. This would cost hundreds of bucks if you went to a doctor or a pharmacy. Go to forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. That's H-I-M-S. forhims.com/Walter. forhims.com/Walter. I'm Walter M. Sterling. It is 36 past the hour. We're helping Gary Arnell solve his problem. And his problem is that he's been invited to the wedding of a friend who's getting married for the third time. The third time. And he's like, I think I'll give her the gift in a year. What? How do I tell her that? Ruthie in Pittsburgh on KDKA. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Hi.
Hi. Walter, I love your program.
I love you, Ruthie. I love you, Ruthie. We're very close now. We're very close.
Yeah, I've been a misfit all my life. I worked 3 to 11 and 11 to 7 for 45 years.
Well, we're the best. We don't fit in. We don't fit in. Are you left-handed, Ruthie?
No, I'm not.
Are you flat-footed?
No.
Well, can you help Gary Arnell with his problem?
I think he should suck it up, and I think he should just go give her some money.
First of all, Ruthie, let me just say this to you. I'm already in love with you because my mother's name was Ruth, and I just adored her and loved her right through the last breath and even beyond that. So anybody who's got that name, you know, you got a little something going with me already. But what do you mean, suck it up? Let me explain something to you, Ruthie. Let me just explain. I love you. Let's put that aside just for a second. Suck it up. This woman has been married twice. She's the one who caused the other two marriages to fall apart, in my opinion. 50% of all the marriages in the U.S. end in separation or divorce today. I've given her like $200+ on each of the other two. The wedding is in 3 months. I want to be able to just say to her, look, my gift will be coming, you know, within the year. So but I understand I'm a bit uncomfortable about it, but am I in the right to do this?
I don't think you are.
Man. Well, then let me ask you
I
this.
Think you should give her the money and you know,
yeah.
Leave it
Would
at that,
you be able to send me $100 and I will sign it, Gary and Ruth?
Hey, I can't do that.
Thanks for the call, Ruthie. We really appreciate the call. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. I am live on a Sunday night. There is not, we are in the media Mumbai, the slums of American media. It's just you, me, and Gary. Jim in San Francisco listening to Real Talk 910. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Yeah, hi,
hey, Jimmy.
Hey, yeah,
Jim.
I think you should give her a 100.
Ooh.
With the hold on.
I like this. Go ahead.
With the caveat that this is the last wedding gift that you'll be giving her, you go by the rule of three.
Yeah.
Three times you're out.
Well, I know with her, Jim, three times is not going to be a charm. Three times is going to be $600 in a deficit side of the column for me. So wait a minute. When I give her the $100, let me understand this because this seems a bit appealing to me. I give her the $100. Let's not forget that I've given her $200 each of the other times. I give her the $100 and do I lead her on to believe that if this thing lasts for a year, she might get more, or this is my last gift. It's $100. I need to get that cleared up.
You could wait a month until after the wedding,
yeah,
and send her a card saying how things are doing. Hope, hope things are going good. You had a nice honeymoon, blah blah blah. But tell her it's the last wedding gift you're giving.
Ow! And then just that's it. It's the $100, and that's it.
Yep.
Oh man, I don't know. There is something appetizing about that. So.
There is, isn't it? Hey, that's a great call. Thank you very much for listening on Real Talk 910 in San Francisco to Sterling on Sunday. My number is 888-688-WALT. Gary Arnell, our guest, our very special friend who always has a special problem. He has these dilemmas that should be easy to solve, but gee, they're not. Chris in Virginia listening on WMAL. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday.
Thank you, Walter. I'm wondering why the hell you're getting her a wedding gift to begin with. She doesn't burn twice. Just don't get her one now.
So, but then let me ask you something, Chris. If I take that approach, should I just not say, because I'm not feeling comfortable about this. Should I just not say anything, go to the wedding, and not send a gift? Is that an option?
Oh, it's 100% an option, and that's exactly what I do. I ain't dropping no money on her. This is her third wedding. She invited me. I'm her friend. I'm coming, but I ain't writing another check.
Right. But why is there so?
I personally wouldn't be investing the emotional bandwidth that you are in the situation. I'd just say, I'm going to come. I'm going to have me a good time. I'm going to take me a few shots of Jameson. I'm going to have me a good dinner. I'm going to go home.
But let me just tell you something, Chris, that bothers me about this, okay, about not, you know, giving her or saying something. I don't want her to think, wow, Arnell's putting a whammy on this already. He doesn't think this is going to work, and he has no faith and trust in the durability of this marriage, and so he's telling me right now he's not going to send me anything. I really love her. I think she's a great person. I think she was at fault for these other marriages coming apart, but I don't want her to think that I'm putting the whammy on it. So how do I deal with that? Because that's at the crux of this thing for me. Good.
Write her a nice letter.
Yeah.
A handwritten letter. Ain't nobody write handwritten letters anymore.
That's true.
Write her a nice letter. Wish her the best. Tell her that you appreciate her friendship. You ain't writing another damn check.
Woof.
He's tough. He's tough. Thank you very much for the call. 888-688-9258. 888-688-9258. David, listening on KMBZ in Kansas City, home of the best food in America. Hi, David.
Man, you ain't lying. We got some good barbecue.
You have great barbecue, but you have great American cuisine. The best restaurants I've ever been to, and I lived 30 years in Manhattan. The best restaurants I've ever been to are in Kansas City.
Okay. I just have a few questions. Do you own your house?
Who, me or Gary?
You.
Yes, I rent my house because I'm in show business. By law, we're not allowed to own a house.
Oh, okay. I wouldn't give this lady any more money if it was me personally. That's just me. I mean, one, maybe two, three's out of the question if you ask me. That's...
So, David, you wouldn't feel any guilt at all, right? You
would... No, I wouldn't feel guilty at all.
You know, I'm... Oh, boy.
I agree with David. I mean, three marriages enough already. Yeah. That's enough already.
Yeah.
All right, we're talking to Gary Arnell about his dilemma. His dilemma is he has a friend getting married for the third time. He doesn't think he should give her a gift right now. He wants to hedge his bet and give it to her a year from now.
A year?
How does he phrase this? My number is 888-688-WALT. This is Sterling on Sunday. Welcome to Sterling on Sunday. Can you solve Gary Arnell's dilemma?
Hey, Andrea.
I don't know. I enjoy your show, Walter. Arnell, I've got a question for you.
Sure.
You're going to the wedding.
Yes.
What about the reception? What is that going to be?
Well, reception I will go to because it's at the wedding hall, and so I will attend both.
Well, I'm just wondering, because I know if you've been to other weddings and been around planning them or anything, the venues charge quite a bit per person to, you know, for the food, for the liquor, whatever.
Mm-hmm.
So just kind of look at it like you'd be going out for an evening of a dinner, and I think the $100 will cover it. Otherwise, if you're that tentative, how about a gift certificate to a marriage counselor?
You know, that's...
That's very good. That's very good.
That was absolutely... Hey, Andrew, you know, it was really ironic that you talked about the food, because I think the $100 looks cheap. I'd almost rather not give her anything. And I just figured if they have a choice of chicken or prime rib, I'll order the chicken, because we know that's a hell of a lot cheaper. And if they have an open bar, I won't drink. So maybe that's the way I'll be able to, you know, keep myself feeling good about this decision.
What's so important when you think of the age of the young lady and that you are saying she is a dear friend, and I think you ought to put that, then I think you ought to think about the friendship more than the marriage. You know what I'm saying?
You know why I don't think this is going to work, this marriage? First of all, the first divorce, her fault. And Walter, I think because the top three reasons why people get divorced in the United States, the top three professions, gaming managers, bartenders, and flight attendants. My friend Gail, she's a flight attendant. I'm
but
not
you know what,
anything,
you know what those three occupations have in common?
Tell me.
They work odd hours.
That is very, very true. That is very true.
Well, Gary, have we solved the problem for you? Because I feel you shouldn't give her anything. In fact, I don't feel you should go to the wedding because it's the third time. I'm like, this kind of violates all the sacrament stuff.
What about if I just go and don't send a gift? Will my friendship with her still be intact?
Yes, it will.
Okay, then I think that's what I'm going to do.
Well, Gary Arnell, how do people get in touch with you? Because I don't want emails about you. They should send them directly to you. How do they do that?
Yeah, directly to me at Radio Arnell, RadioArnell, at Verizon.net, or, of course, at Gary Arnell, Facebook, Twitter. And I'm going to have some other contact information over the next couple of weeks as well. So,
well, I think you need to get on that because you've threatened that now for
weeks. I have threatened that, have I not?
Yes.
Yes.
All right. Thanks for being on the show, Gary. That's Gary Arnell, who helps produce the show. He helps find great stories for me, and he's a good friend. And he taught me how to work the thermostat stat at the radio station when I started there. And Chris DeGaulle did nothing, absolutely nothing. Giordano was vaguely pleasant. 888-688-WALT, 888-688-WALT. Now, years ago, this very annoying thing started, this annoying podcast started called The Serial. The Serial, and everybody thought it was very important. I don't think it's important because I don't think podcasts are very important. Now, I make one on a regular basis, and Craig Kitchen, of all people, Craig Kitchen, my manager, that's right, I have a manager, Craig Kitchen, actually thinks that my podcast is good. It's called Midnight Misfits. Midnight Misfits, you can get it at iTunes, SoundCloud, iHeart. Every place but Westwood One is where you can find my podcast. It's called Midnight Misfits. It's misspelled because we don't fit in. And I'm looking for something. That's why I'm vamping here. Where is the thing that I want? I want, anyway, Midnight Misfits. That's the name of the podcast. And this week's pretty good. And the thing I do in my podcast, I don't waste a lot of time. There are 5-10 minutes at the most. It's a good time. You'll have fun. It's great. It's very important to the sales department that you download my podcast. I don't know why. If they can't sell this, God love them. However, about 4 or 5 years ago, the serial started, and it became a very big thing. And I thought, well, wait a minute. This is commercial radio. We know how to make drama. We know how to make radio drama. Why? Why? Because we invented it. We invented it. And therefore, I did some research. I said, well, what is it that people at this time of day, what do you want to hear? You want to hear about sex, sports, and UFOs. And we took all of those ingredients and synthesized them into this.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
Sounds like you're very sexual people. But your kids are gone, aren't they?
Yeah.
Time for something new. Let's see what you decided on. Come on, show me what you think is sexy.
They're for Jeff's mom, I thought.
Let's be real with one another, okay? Now, this would be incredible on you.
Perfect. I'll take it.
You're not being fun, Karen. Why are you so nervous? This is because we're two women trying on lingerie together. We're so alike, you and I. Two strong, sexually vibrant women. Come on, Kieran. I hear the way she talks about me when she thinks I'm not looking. Hating me for the way I look as if perfect bone structure and flawless skin is something I can help. That's why women like us need to stick together. Do you kegel? The strength has to start somewhere.
I don't.
In fact, I'm doing some right now.
The CBS Radio Workshop.
Lesbians in space.
Who wear sports bras.
I'm a radio company market manager. I manage a lot of stations named things like Star and Light and Mix. Can't tell them apart? No one can. That's because we save money by having like 3 disc jockeys that are on all of the stations. Now, that talk station, that's my hell. You want me to air Sterling on Sunday? Only one thing matters. What other station is airing Sterling on Sunday?
Walter Sterling. Delilah. Same manager. The feared Craig Kitchen. What else do you need to know?
What else do you need to know? You need to know how to get in touch so that you and I can stay in touch all week since I'm denied 5-day access. I'm not allowed 5-day access. WalterMSterling@gmail. That's my email, WalterMSterling@gmail. I answer every email. Why? Because I'm lonely. WalterMSterling@gmail. And I have an amazing Facebook page, much better than any other Facebook page you can think of. Walter M. Sterling is my Facebook page. Walter M. Sterling is... Oh, wait, wait. The lesbians have their own Facebook page. Did you know this? It's called, you ready? Lesbians in Space. The lesbians have their own Facebook page. Lesbians in Space. And I have a podcast because, you know... They say that there's nothing more important in American media than having a podcast. Nothing more important. Now, right now on Apple iTunes, there's 500,000 podcasts right now waiting for you. Somehow, a podcast that is delivered to your earbuds is more valuable than a radio station with 50,000 watts or giant Class B FMs like WMAL. Somehow, it's more important to have a podcast listened to by 28 people in Atlanta who are in prison than it is to be on a giant radio station. Good luck with that.
Marriages often end in problems, but what do you do when your husband rapes your mother? When a man's lesbian wife kills 6 people? Married to a Monster, next to Robert.
I hope you have a great week. I love being on the radio with you. One day, Jesus will come down and say, Walter, you can be on 5 days a week. One day that will happen. Not in your lifetime or mine, but one day. Sterling on Sunday.